We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There'll be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sports, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Yes, and we have plenty of football to talk about, but the NBA draft is tonight. Tyrese Halliburton from Iowa State should hear his name within the first 10 picks. Maybe Desmond Bain of TCU late first round. How about Jamias Ramsey of Texas Tech and Doken Dotson from KU? We should hear their names in the second round. The Big 12 title game set for December 19th at Jerry's World in Arlington. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Limited seating capacity. Prices range from $65 to $195. And they're available online at SeatGeek. Three games this week, Texas at KU and K-State at Iowa State. Farmageddon. We'll talk both of those games over with Todd Lebo. And then Bedlam, OSU at OU. Hot takes coming up from Mike Gundy and Lincoln Riley. And a big win for Texas Tech, 24-23 over Baylor. Matt Wells, head coach of the Red Raiders, will join me next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Only three football games this week. So obviously we've got a few teams having their bye week. And one of those, after a very successful win against the Baylor Bears, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And now I'm joined by head coach Matt Wells. Coach, when you're coming off a win like you had against Baylor, it has to feel so much better than a loss. You get to kind of savor that feeling a little bit longer going into a bye week, huh?
Well, it's still pretty much a 24-hour rule for us. We come back in on Monday and kind of put the game to bed with our players, and then we move right on. And so bye week didn't extend that any, but, yeah, absolutely, a lot better feeling coming off a win than a loss.
I want to talk a little bit about that game, and then we'll look ahead as well. But it was nice; had to have been nice to see your kicking game come together. You got four field goals from Jonathan Garibay in his debut, and I think his family drove from California to see him.
Yeah, they actually flew. Pretty neat story, them being able to see him first time in his career here at Texas Tech, and obviously the debut of. The field goals, you know, 4-4 and kicking off, but he also had to punt, found out about mid to late week that he was going to have to be our starting punter as well. And It's the first time he's done it in at Tech, you know, in the year and a half that he's been here. So really proud of him. Just came through in the clutch. He really did.
Baylor kicks the field goal late in the third. They go up 23-12, and it was set up, though, by the tackle, and I'm sure people have seen it, the demolishing hit by Colin Schooler.
Play action, though, faked it to him, and Brewer's going to take it with one cut. Oh, my gosh, he got nailed at the goal line by Schooler and completely knocked backwards. He was going into the end zone, it appeared, and Schooler just flat knocked him silly. Wow, what a hit.
How much did that play swing the momentum in your favor, both sides of the ball and special teams?
Yeah, biggest play of the game, in my opinion, in terms of the momentum. Created a huge vibe and a great buzz on our sidelines. And it's a four-point tackle is what it came out to be. And you know, just the place where it happened, just inches from the goal line and the force that it was delivered with. And then I really think it probably caused them to jump off sides really on the fourth down play. I mean, the buzz in the stadium was really good at that point. And, you know, it moved it to fourth and six, and then they had to settle for a field goal. So that was a big stop for our guys.
Yeah, Baylor ran 15 plays, and the Tech defense held them to just 53 yards. And then the offense got going, 26 plays, 176 yards, three scoring drives, all that just in the fourth quarter. We're talking with Matt Wells, head football coach at Texas Tech, the Red Raiders using this week off. Coach, you had talked about your guys getting off the mat time and time again. And with two games left, I know you'd like the record to be better, but can you get any sense of accomplishment at this point as the team learns from those early setbacks? Because there certainly hasn't been any quit.
No, there's been no quit. There's been a lot of fight from our guys, a tremendous amount of resiliency. We've had some emotional games that have come down to the wire. The Texas game, Kansas State, West Virginia, really TCU, even though the score maybe didn't indicate it, it was a one-score game, you know, down to 3 minutes when we ended up missing a field goal. And then certainly this week against Baylor. So time and time again, they put their heart right there on the line, and in a competitive arena in this league in the Big 12, I commend them. They continue to fight, get up off the mat. When things didn't look like they were going our way this season, they continue to fight. And, you know, we want to finish strong. We have this bye week, and then we have two games to go, one on the road, one at home, and we'll see what happens after that. But I think we can finish strong. We want to finish strong, and that's certainly the goal.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, the wins. Aside from the wins, what do you want to see, and what do you hope to get out of your players these final two games?
Well, I think they continue to buy into our processes and our preparation and how we're doing things here and trying to turn this culture around here at Texas Tech and how we play. We got to execute on offense at a little bit higher level, and that's the biggest thing from an offensive standpoint we need to see in the next couple games, 3 weeks. And then we've played well defensively. Can we continue to stack success on top of it, of each game, you know, game after game, and finish the season strong defensively? I think that's, you know, the two of the big questions, and can we see if we can do that?
I don't want to come across as I'm trying to press you for an answer as far as your quarterback for next week at Oklahoma State, but can you talk about your process and how that will go about and how that will play out leading up to next week's game at Stillwater?
You know, we made the decision to play both quarterbacks last week, and, you know, they both had good moments. Allen really at the end, they had good moments, and they had moments where they both kind of struggled, and we need to try to pull out the best in both of them. Allen had a really good fourth quarter, finished extremely, extremely well. And we responded around him and made plays. Our receivers made plays. Some running backs made plays. O-line protected better late in the game. And I think we'll certainly need that, you know, in the stretch run here. When I say the stretch run here, you know, the last couple games of the season, we're going to certainly need that. We just need to execute better all around offensively. And I think we have the capability to score more points. But we certainly need to.
Yeah, scoring points hasn't been much of an issue there. You're up near the top in the Big 12 Conference. Matt Wells, head coach at Texas Tech, joining us. What will you do on your bye week for Saturday? What are your personal plans?
You talking about, just Saturday this week?
Yeah.
Well, Saturday will be a day off for our players and our coaches, and I've got sixth grade City League flag football quarterfinals and hopefully semifinals to go watch my sixth grader, my son Wyatt, is playing. So that'll be fun for me. I haven't got to see him play but one time. I think it was the previous bye week. So that'll be good. And then the rest of the day will just be spent with our family.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's kind of nice to get away. Do people come up to you and want to talk about Tech football at those things, or they give you your space?
It's part of the job. We understand that. Tech fans are very passionate, tremendous support, and they're passionate about the Red Raiders, and that's the thing that makes Lubbock so unique, is that's what's going on here in Texas Tech and the athletic department and, you know, right now for football. So, yeah, certainly people talk to you about it, and I welcome all that.
Yeah, that's great. Coach, I always like to finish and ask if there's a player or a team story that you want to share about your program that may have been missed, or especially this year during the pandemic, if there's anything that sticks out.
No, not particularly anything special. Sorry, you're going to have to edit that.
Yeah, no, we won't. Yeah, we'll roll with it. Yeah. Thank you very much, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yep. All right. He's probably blowing through these interviews. He just, come on, let's get going. What are you asking me those questions for? Hey, RevealSuits.com is the official business apparel provider of the Big 12. So I was on their website, RevealSuits.com, where you can customize your suits and blazers. And so I thought, well, let me just do this right now. So this is how easy it is. You click on, first of all, your classic blazer. You want to go with the slim or the I got to go with the classic. All right, so you click on classic, and then it asks for the blazer, and then you can pick from your lapels, the front buttons, the pockets, sleeve button colors, and the vents. So you do all that, you make your selections, then you go over to your fabric, and there's many different colors and styles to choose from, and then you choose the lining as well. Oh, this is incredible. And, of course, you can use your school's logo. Absolutely. They'll put that inside your lining. And then the size. And there are so many different measurement styles. They can do up to, I think it's up to 35 different measurement styles. I mean, you can really get down deep into this thing. And really, if you go to RevealSuits.com, that's what you want. You just don't want to get something that you could just pull off the rack. So very easy to do. You make all those selections. You click on finish. It says you want to proceed. Yes, absolutely. RevealSuits.com. It's your chance to kind of step up your wardrobe. Yeah, it's hurting. It's been hurting. Your Zoom meetings, you're looking lame. You're not even brushing your hair anymore. Right? So let's get back out there in front of our clients. Let's start looking sharp. Go to RevealSuits.com. We got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer, hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com Slash delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
You are listening to Big 12 This Week, where you can download the show as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com, wherever you download your podcasts. Search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. All right, our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. It's Bedlam, Oklahoma State at Oklahoma, 6:30 Central on ABC. And the Bedlam series, just some of the numbers. And I'll get to some hot takes here from Lincoln Riley and Mike Gundy in just a moment. But the Sooners lead the series 81-18-7, and they've won five straight. The last OSU win, December of 2014, the Cowboys a 38-35 win. OSU has had winning streaks of 19-15 within this series. OSU has had five two-game win streaks in the history of Bedlam. And the Cowboys' best run, you've got to go all the way back to 1929 through 34, where OSU went 3-0-3 against the Sooners. Some questions about the health of Oklahoma State. Have they had a chance to get any healthier? Coach Gundy was concerned even going into that K-State game. So we'll get into all that stuff. But I want to start, we'll go with back-to-back responses. First from Lincoln Riley and then from Mike Gundy. On a question from Jenny Carlson just of the Oklahoman talking about this series. And if there's any advantage for Oklahoma having success, and then from the Oklahoma State side, how do you try to build momentum? Very similar answers. They say, yeah, you can throw all that stuff out.
Games are so different, you know, and the matchups are so different, and there's different, you know, there's been different coaches, different coordinators, different guys at key positions. I mean, you know, there's just so much that changes year to year that I mean, certainly, I guess if you sat there and you had to choose, do I want more guys on my roster that have had experience winning this game versus losing? Of course that, but I don't, you know, do you go into that and is something like that the difference? I have a hard time seeing that. I just think it comes down to how the team's playing at that point and the matchups on that particular Saturday and who executes the best and makes the big plays in the big moments. You know, this game has always been, you know, it's always been competitive, and it's always been important, you know, throughout every single one of them that I've been involved in has had, you know, maybe been the most influential game in the Big 12 those seasons, just about every one of them. And so the quality of ball has been good. There's been a lot of great players, a lot of them that are making plays on Sundays from both sides right now that have been a part of it. So, no, it's been fun. I feel fortunate that, you know, we've been able to come out in the upper hand, but that's, you know, that's not going to mean anything at 6:30 Saturday. I mean, it's going to take all we got.
I don't really think so. Young people nowadays, they have short memories. You know, they live on their phones. They get information instantly. They move on from one thing to the next. And as I said, the only thing that I can ever gauge our football team on is our preparation each week. There's some weeks that I have concerns based on a lack of focus, and then we try to find a way to win on Saturday. There's some weeks that we're really, really focused, and I feel like we're going to play really sound in all three phases, and it just varies week to week with young people. I wish I had an answer for it. I think if you polled the coaches, 65 Power 5 conference coaches across the country, they would, in most cases, give you the same answer. Why it's that way, we're not sure, but our team has been focused this year. They've practiced really well. They compete, and it's important to them to be successful for each other. And for that reason, I feel good about our football team.
All right, let's talk about the quarterbacks. And a couple of weeks ago, I had Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners, on, and we talked about that rivalry game against Texas where Spencer Rattler got benched, and how that could have gone horribly wrong. Instead, it's gone in the opposite direction. It's been even better. And so Riley was asked about Spencer Rattler and how he'll handle this rivalry game in terms of the expectations in the hoopla.
I thought he was fine throughout it. I didn't think any of the good or bad, you know, that happened in that game was a result of the buildup. I just think, you know, like we've kind of said over and over this year, every game, every scenario, every situation is a learning opportunity for him and our whole team. And, you know, I think he's learned. He'll get in some new situations, some different situations here Saturday night. And, you know, hopefully the experience he's had through the years or through this year and some of the situations he's already been in, he can draw back, which, I mean, the thing for him is to continue to just trust doing his job, to trust his teammates, and not make any more of it than what it is.
Now, on the other side, for Oklahoma State, the key for Spencer Sanders is eliminating the turnovers, and Gundy says that he's doing a better job of that, and he's progressing.
I think the thing you're seeing each week, and I've said this now for 2 months, is if you just watch, I watched more football over the weekend than I have probably in 15 years. I just chose to stay home Saturday and watch football. And it's coming down to turnover, special teams play, and discipline is what's making the difference in the majority of these games. So teams that are turning the football over, opposite of teams that are gaining turnovers, are struggling to win football games.
It hasn't been, for the last decade, 15 years, whatever it is, that you could talk about defense in the Big 12. But that is certainly not the case this year. And when you look at both of these teams, very strong defensively. And Coach Riley talks about the challenge of keeping an eye on Spencer Sanders, Tylan Wallace, and Chuba Hubbard as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd say three of the better players, you know, skill-wise. I mean, those guys are all really, really good players. You know, they're all dynamic. You know, I think where they present problems is just those three guys can all win. And, you know, the only way you can – you know, get a lot of people around all of them is to have 13 or 14 players out there. And I don't think they're going to let us do that. So, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough matchup. I mean, you know, Tylan coming back is obviously one of the best receivers in the country. Chuba, making the decision to come back is absolutely one of the best running backs in the country, you know, and then we've seen, you know, the talent that, that Spencer Sanders is and how he's grown and matured and made a lot of big plays and big games for them. So they, that, that trio is as talented and as good as anybody in the country. It'll be a big challenge for us. I mean, you know, and they, not atypical of this game, but no, there's certainly a lot of challenges and, you know, eventually you got to go, you're going to get in one-on-one situations with all three of them at some point during the game. And, you know, you gotta be able to win those. And that's, you know, that's a situation that they put you in.
Will there be one-on-one situations? The status of Tylan Wallace and Chuba Hubbard, both up in the air. This is a banged up Oklahoma State football team.
Well, I think that we're getting healthy in different areas. We've got a ways to go. It's really hard for me to say 6 days out with where we'll be. But hopefully we'll have the guys that we need to be at up and running and play at a high level Saturday. Well, we're hoping to get those guys out here in the latter part of the week. I mean, I think everybody knows now, it's pretty much gotten out there. There are no secrets. We were, we limped our way through Kansas State. I'll be real honest with you. I had real concerns about what direction we were going to go in that game. Fortunately, we got really good play in special teams and defense. And offensively, we just haven't had very many guys that are practicing. And so I'm hoping that we'll have the majority of these guys back. It's when they have the type of injuries they have, it's hard to tell whether they'll be there today or whether they'll be there Friday. So hopefully we'll get some of these guys healthy and give us a chance to play.
All right, we'll see what happens. And then the big question for Gundy, can he just win this game on defense alone? You've got issues at the skill position offensively, and the offensive line is banged up.
Well, our defense has played really well this season, and it's obvious our offense has not been as productive. We're down three offensive linemen, and we're playing two freshman guards. And so when you're playing freshman guards, you have two things that are going on, and it's no secret. They're not as strong as they need to be to play in this at this level, and they're not as experienced. So offensively, we're trying to play or be compatible with our defense and our special teams, and we need to play a well-rounded football game. Defensively, this is a real challenge for us this week with the skill set that Oklahoma has on the perimeter and the most athletic quarterback that we've played up to this point. And offensively, we have to find ways to maneuver and get more points than we've been able to get over the last few weeks.
All right. It's going to be a good one. It will be Bedlam. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. That is our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right. Coming up next, making it look natural. A first on the show from Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer, hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. It's time for Making It Look Natural. And I teased that it's happening for the first time in the history of Big 12 this week. That our Making It Look Natural player is a kicker. We heard earlier from Texas Tech head coach Matt Wells, pleased with the kicking game. And Jonathan Garibay connected on four field goals after they've struggled in the kicking game. He hit four of them, including the game winner at the end, to give Texas Tech the come-from-behind win over Baylor, handing the Bears their fifth straight loss. But in Garibay's debut at Texas Tech, he was a perfect 4-for-4, hitting from 48, 28, 46, and 25.
48-yard field goal try by Garibay to the south end. It is plenty long, and it goes through. It is good. Jonathan Garibay with his longest career field goal, 48 yards. First field goal for the Red Raiders. All right, the field goal try is going to be about a 28-yarder from the right hash mark, and from Garibay, it is good. So a 46-yard try. Kick is plenty long again, and it is good. Makes it a two-point game. Is good. Hold is good. Kick is up, and it is good. Jonathan Garibay with his fourth field goal of the night, and the Red Raiders beat Baylor 24-23.
There it is. Brian Jensen, voice of Red Raiders football, giving us that historic moment here on Big 12 this week. Garibay, just the sixth kicker in Big 12 history to make four field goals in his career debut, and just the second to do so against a conference opponent. So congratulations, Jonathan. You've made history on the show. 6% alcohol, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. We're making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer, crashing the party hard. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA. It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Well, we're back on Big 12 this week, and you can catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And with me is Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Todd, thanks for coming back on the show. Appreciate it. Let's start with Farmageddon. Kansas State looking for a victory to try to keep in the hunt here for a conference championship, going up against number 17 Iowa State. They're hoping to stay on top of the league standings. The game will kick off 3 p.m. Central on Fox. I guess the big question, as we talk, this is being recorded Wednesday afternoon, so we don't know what's going to happen. Things can change. Everything is fluid. But K-State coach Chris Klieman is worried. He said this on Monday, that he's kind of right on the cusp with his roster falling below the Big 12 threshold. 12 active cases on the team. Even if they do play, how much of a concern is it being down that many players?
Well, you never really know who the players are. That's always the most important thing. You don't want to be your best players. Iowa State's very healthy as far as COVID goes as well. So that's a team that's trending on the upward on the field and pretty healthy against a team that struggled a little bit, who is having some issues getting, you know, even getting through practices and things like that. Now, Iowa State's favored for a reason. They look like a team that's really got it going. They just have the one loss, right? They lost to Oklahoma State. And they smell their first ever Big 12 championship game appearance is what they smell. And they're going to be at home, and they're a favorite. And I think Iowa State is the better team. You know, Kansas State's recipe all year long was make some plays in the special teams, block some kicks, get some turnovers, win those type of battles, and that's how they had success. They lost their starting quarterback, Skylar Thompson, and Will Howard's been okay, but he turned the ball over three times at West Virginia, and they lost by, you know, four touchdowns. And then they played really hard on defense against Oklahoma State, but a couple of key turnovers from Will Howard, and they end up losing that game by 2 points. So they've just kind of been knocking on the door. I was impressed with the way they fought against Oklahoma State, but they're going to have that kind of fight and not have the mistakes if they want to go to Ames and win, because a loss for Kansas State will basically eliminate them from Big 12 championship game contention. And, you know, a win would keep them right there in the mix, because there could be a whole lot of teams with two losses, and then you'll get into some tiebreakers if they win this game.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a big one. Let's talk about the freshman quarterback, Will Howard, since you brought it up. Here's a kid who liked to throw the ball in high school, and now he's becoming more of a running quarterback, too. 14 carries, 125 yards in that 20-18 loss to Oklahoma State. He's saying all the right things.
You know, it happened that I, you know, was taking the ball a lot, and, you know, our offensive line made some really good holes, and, you know, I've found that, you know, the run game might be a little more of my game now. And it wasn't as much in high school, but I feel like I've gotten a little faster and feel more comfortable with it here. And yeah, it's definitely a big part of this offense, and it's just football, and it's what I have to do. And, you know, it's fun. I really like running the ball. I think it's pretty fun. So, you know, I was glad I was able to, you know, be able to do that in the running game. And
any concerns that he's in the right system for himself? Is he a good fit?
I think he'll be an okay fit for it. I mean, you know, you never know if someone's going to be exactly what you run. He didn't run the ball a lot in high school, but the Cats coaches can really scheme up some open field for you, because he's had some really long runs, and I think he's enjoying it. You know, he's enjoying it a little bit more than he maybe thought he would. But you just got to not have the mistakes. And, you know, he knows that. I mean, that's what he said last week. He was on a Zoom.
I mean, obviously, it's just ball security. You got to take care of the ball better. There's no excuses for that. And there's really not much to say in that respect. I mean, it's kind of just, you know, being smart with the football and ball security. And we're going to continue to work on that and make throws. I've said, you know, don't hold back. Continue to sling it. But, you know, see in front of throws and you know, just hold on to the football. And
but he's so young. I mean, he's a true freshman too, right? He came to K-State at semester last year, so he was there early, but then spring ball got taken away. So he didn't really get a chance to have spring ball, and then you're just trying to fight your way through to get yourself ready to play this season when the Big 12 got it started. So you got to get Skylar Thompson reps. So he wasn't even, you know, probably getting a lot of reps to get ready. Next thing you know, he's thrown into the mix, and it's his job now. So you just have to kind of find your way. I think he's got a great attitude, but you want to have some success. They had that early. You know, he fought himself through. They beat Texas Tech, and then they ground out that win down at TCU, and it was pretty easy to beat Kansas because, you know, they ran three kicks back or whatever it was, and Kansas isn't very good. But then they've gotten a little – they've played some tougher competition these last couple of weeks, and the turnovers have really hurt him. I think he'll be fine there. But, you know, now, listen, you're going to have to go earn it again. You got to go out here on the road against Iowa State and try to find a way to get that win, because you can play well up there and still lose the game, because Iowa State's very good.
Yep. Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. Iowa State leads the Big 12 in rushing yards and average at 5.7 yards per pop. And Iowa State's defense leads in rushing yards against. They're only allowing 3.1 yards per carry. So you've got Deuce, who Oklahoma State did a pretty good job of shutting down, and that kind of opened up some things for Will Howard. But he's going to have to be able to throw the football, I think, to win.
Yeah, probably so. And, you know, they'll have to scheme up some stuff to get some guys open. And, you know, it's been a few weeks since the Cats have made a special teams play. You know, they blocked a punt or a kick like every week for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And then they had the multiple returns against Kansas and really made it easy. But they haven't had those plays in a while, you know, so they got to find a way to make some of those plays. Breece Hall has been so good for Iowa State running the football. I mean, he's been their bell cow. It's not a committee or anything. It's his deal, right? And he's been super good for them. So the Cats are going to have to stop the run, and Iowa State's going to do what they want. They want to run the ball, and they want to not have mistakes. They've just got – when I talk in losses, they lost their first game of the year. It doesn't really matter for Big 12 tiebreaker purposes. But they have that loss to Oklahoma State. But since then, they've been really good. And it's not easy down the stretch here. They've got K-State at home. They're going to go to Texas. Texas can still make this title game if they win out. They got Kansas this week, but then they got K-State and Iowa State after that. And then West Virginia is going to have something to say about this race, because while they probably aren't going to make it because they already have three losses, they are playing Oklahoma and Iowa State down the stretch, so they're going to have something to say for it. But, you know, listen, Iowa State's a solid team all around, and we've kind of been waiting for Iowa State in Matt Campbell's era so far up there. They've done things like beat Oklahoma or beat TCU when TCU was a top 10 team or beat Texas, but then they will have a couple other losses that end up, you know, foiling their plans, right? It looked like that might have happened last week when they had all the turnovers against Baylor, but they came back and found a way to win that thing. They've got to finish this thing out. They don't have room for error. And we'll see if they can get it done this week against the Cats.
Yeah. And you know what? Listen, Iowa State too, they have that uncanny ability of just shooting themselves in the foot. And I'll tell you, opportunistic K-State is. I could see the Cyclones just making some bonehead plays and K-State taking advantage of it. So
the opening kickoff last year for Iowa State, K-State ran it back for a touchdown. They played similar time later in the year. It was the last game of the year last year. And, you know, at that point, Iowa State was sitting in pretty good position. You know, they had lost their very first game of the year to Baylor, and they lost to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but they were playing pretty well. And then they go to Manhattan the very first play of the game, you know, run back for a touchdown, and they end up – there's a big difference between being 8-4 and 7-5. You just feel a little bit better, at least having, you know, four losses, and then not being able to get it done that game. And, you know, so they do that. I mean, that's kind of what – like I said, they have these high highs. You know, like they beat Texas last year and they beat Oklahoma this year. They beat, I think a couple of years ago, West Virginia was number 6 in the country and they beat them pretty easy. And they beat Oklahoma, like, what was that, back in 2017? I think, you know, and it was like, it was this crazy win. And they also, that was the year they beat both Oklahoma and TCU, the teams that would play in the Big 12 title game, but they didn't make the Big 12 title game because they lost the other game. And that's what they have to get through this year. Maybe this is the year they make that title game.
You know, well, and you know what? And it would just be fitting in a very ironic way, because Iowa State fans are so loyal and they travel so well. This is going to be the year they make the Big 12 championship game, and there's limited attendance where they could probably.
Yeah, maybe they, yeah, yeah. They'd pack probably, if they were there, yeah.
I think the whole state of Iowa would come down for that game if they could. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Now, if you listen to the show on Sirius XM channel 375, which airs 5 p.m. Eastern, then the draft for the NBA has already taken place. But let's talk KU basketball. So you've got Devon Dotson, Udoka Azubuike, likely to hear their names second round of the NBA draft. What are your thoughts on them and their NBA futures?
You know, Udoka is an interesting guy because, I don't know, 20 years ago, probably a lottery pick, right? Because you just wanted a big guy who would block shots and dunk.
Yeah.
Those guys who are 7 feet tall now shoot threes. That's what they do. So he's maybe a guy in the wrong time, just unfortunately for him. But he's very athletic. I think he's got a future in the league as some sort of a role player. But these guys are likely to get drafted, you know, in the second round. Dotson's got that NBA speed, but you know, he's a little undersized probably for what you see. I mean, the NBA players are so big now that you like, you point guards are 6'8" and, you know, like I said, centers step out and they're 7 feet tall and they shoot threes. Now, perhaps that's something Azubuike can kind of grow into, because, you know, Joel Embiid played at Kansas and he was only there for a year, but he didn't shoot 3-pointers, but he just chucks them now in the NBA. Udoka Azubuike has never attempted a 3-pointer at Kansas, and that's the short line, right? Not the big line. So I'm sure he's been working on that and trying to show that he can do those things. That will have to come in time for him. But, you know, they'll both get a chance to play professional basketball. Maybe it'll be in the NBA. They're probably second round picks, but, you know, it's, they don't fit in the exact mold of what you would want from some NBA players at this point, I don't think.
Well, with Doak and Dotson gone, Bill Self said he's going to lean heavy on Marcus Garrett this year, Self calling him the anchor of the team, and then junior forward David McCormick. What do those players bring on and off the court for the Jayhawks this year?
Well, they bring a lot of experience, you know. I think that's going to be a key. The league looks like, I mean, Baylor's going to be very good. Kansas is going to be very good, because even though Kansas lost what I think are their best two players in Dotson and Azubuike, they are bringing back some guys who played big roles for them. You know, Marcus Garrett will have to step up and be a player. And Obagi, the kid from Kansas City, was kind of under-recruited and, you know, kind of just got the red shirt pulled off 2 years ago. He's a talented player, too. It'll take him a while. I mean, this year is going to be so weird for these guys. They haven't had the regular practices they normally would have had. They already would have played games by now. They didn't have, like, late night in the fog. It was a virtual thing. I don't know what to expect in college basketball at this point, really. It's going to be really weird, but I know this much. Kansas will have good players and a great coach, and that's where you should start and end when you're picking who's going to be the best team in the league. And sometimes, when I say sometimes, once or twice, they don't win the league, and it's a shock when they don't. But they're going to be very good, because he'll find a way to get these guys. And they normally, what happens with Coach Self's teams early on, he'll be like, oh, I don't even know if we'll ever play a lick of defense. You know, kind of how he is. And by about middle of January, they're locking people down. So he'll figure out a way to get it done with these guys. But there's not a lot of household names on that team, because, like I said, some of their better players are not there now.
You know, you kind of sounded like Bill Self there, too. You did a pretty good imitation.
But, you know, we try to go out there and play. These guys aren't good right now, you know. But we'll see. Listen, he's a great coach, and they'll find – and they have good players. Now, maybe, you know, they're not getting, like, these top 10 recruits that they got before, because there's been plenty of fallout from the, you know, the FBI investigation, all those things on their recruiting trail that maybe not getting some of those guys. I mean, they signed a kid last week who was number 54 in the country. That would be big news in a lot of places. That's not big news at Kansas when you were getting guys who were number one or number three or number five in the country. But he'll coach up whoever he's got, because he is a great coach.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Todd Lebo, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And more Big 12 this week coming up from Learfield IMG College.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, I have a programming note for you. The Big 12 Conference will celebrate the beginning of the 2020-21 basketball season with Big 12 Basketball Preview, a 10-episode series featuring each of the conference's men's and women's basketball programs. The preview show will air on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, with all 10 episodes available starting Friday, November 20th. Big 12 basketball starts Wednesday, November 25th. You can visit Big12Sports.com for the current schedules and information. We could have come up with a little bit of a catchier name other than Big 12 Basketball Preview. Although, I mean, listen, the name says it all. Not flashy, but still good. Big 12 Basketball Preview on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Hey, coming up next week as we get ready for Thanksgiving, I'm going to have Commissioner Bob Bowlsby on the show. That'll be fun. I want to thank my guest tonight, Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, and Matt Wells, the head football coach of the Red Raiders. Glad he was able to join us. Hey, listen, be safe. Those numbers are going up. Be safe, please. And we will talk to you next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.